This is the BBC.
It's Wednesday Scott Mills Daily starting now on a Bumble Air Wednesday. Also, it's been ages, so we have a round of the Ho game, and I get stuck in a pair of skinny jeans that clearly do not belong to me. I love the summer so much. It just reminds me of like us going to Ibiza and that, and just like warm days. And like, I have to admit it, I don't like saying it, but it is getting colder now, isn't it?
I think that High Contrast song as well will be one of those that really reminds me of the summer.
Just sing summer at
you. In a couple of months' time, we'll be really cold and we'll hear that song and just be like, oh, summer was so good.
No, but I won't want to hear that song. I won't. It'll make me depressed. Mm. So, like, when I'm sat at home under a blanket with chapped lips and a runny nose, I don't want to hear...
When we're,
it's minus five.
You know, when we're baubles deep in Christmas tunes.
I just won't listen to it.
Scott Mills.
Mate, I've had such a clothes issue today.
Go on.
I'll tell you in full in a bit, but I nearly had to come in my shorts, my gym shorts, to Radio 1 this morning.
That would have been terrible.
Due to a packing error in my gym bag. Basically, it involves a rogue pair of jeans, which has somehow worked their way into my cupboard. They're definitely not mine. I mean, they're too small.
But then whose are they?
But exactly.
Scott Mills.
Now, it's the return of the Ho game. Sometimes in life, things get forgotten about. Times move on. But the Ho game helps us all remember them. You just think of something a little bit in the past, a bit retro, and give it a huge Ho! At the top of your voice. It's me and Chris against the callers. Let's go. Okay, I'll go first. Ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mine's actually a sound, my first one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Dial up internet. Like?
I like, yeah.
I like it when sometimes it sounds.
My go?
Yeah, go.
Lava lamps. Ho!
Line one, who are you?
Hi, Scott and Chris, it's Wade in Bristol.
Hey, Wade in Bristol, go on.
Carol Smiley off Changing Rooms. Hey!
Don't see her anymore, do you?
No.
Smiley, smiley, Carol Smiley. That's a who in itself,
what's that,
isn't
what's
it?
What's that?
That's, someone used to say that, I can't think who. Was that like Bo Selector or something? Smiley, smiley, Carol Smiley.
Don't remember that. Line two, who have we got?
James in Camden.
James in Camden, London. Go.
Lady Sovereign.
Lady Sovereign.
Yes. Did she do a track with the Ordinary Boys? Line three, who are you?
It's Tom in Rugby.
Hello, Tom in Rugby. Go on, then.
When someone blows a kiss to another person and they catch it and put it in their pocket.
Line four, who have we got?
Hello, it's Andy from Birmingham.
Go on, Andy.
It's a Blair Friday.
I did that for years. But then I stopped that because I haven't got the range anymore to be able to do it. Me again? Showing Avicii you were cool in Ibiza. Chris?
Knits. Everyone had nits when I was younger.
Are they not on anymore?
Everyone, no, nits are a who. Oh. No one has nits now. Not now. It's a bit like trench foot.
I think nits are they're still around.
No, they're not. You never hear of anyone having nits. Okay. No one listening right now will have nits. I'm telling you.
Let us know if you have on 8199. That's the weirdest question I've ever given out and then said text us.
There won't be one.
Okay. Let's go round again. Wade!
Jane Bolton off Airline.
Hey! Who?
Great one.
Who?
Jane.
Jane.
I don't remember who that
you
is.
Know, EasyJet. Airline Jane.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. Great one.
Customer service queen.
Yeah, yeah. Is she still in the job, do we know? On the job,
no.
In the job? I don't know how you... Is she still...
No, I looked it up. She's not.
You looked it up?
I looked it up.
Well, why would you
it's
do that?
It's so funny you say that, mate, because I was only talking about her the other day because some of our colleagues here decided to go on a holiday to Malaga, and for some reason I associated Jane from EasyJet with Malaga.
Was their plane delayed.
You're always delayed.
Lol that you looked her up. James, what have you got?
The ting tings. That's not my hair.
That's not my name. No. Tom?
Shakespeare UK window advert. I said you buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Excellent.
These are great today. Andy.
Fern and Reggie. Hey!
Oof. Oh, that smarts a bit.
Sorry.
Still see them together every Christmas Day, though, on Top of the Pops. Anyway, no one is showing signs of any stopping or slowing down yet, so we'll continue with the Who game after this.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Chris. Hundreds and hundreds of messages. You can't count that because nits are still on.
It's popping off the nits chat, isn't it?
Popping right off.
Chloe says on Twitter, hysterical calling out nits in the Who game. Nothing like the someone has nits rumour. At primary school.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, they've got it. And then, obviously, the teachers sometimes get it as well. It's just generally minging, isn't it? Primary school lols. But it's still on, Nick, so you can't have that. It doesn't count.
BBC. Radio 1.
Playing the Who game on BBC Radio 1. You just pick something that's a bit retro from the past and give it a massive... Oh! It feels so good. Me again?
You go.
Putting hula hoops on your fingers. Ha! Everyone did it.
Ariana Grande licking donuts.
Ho!
Remember?
She did do that.
Everyone
she?
Forgets that.
She went into a shop and licked some donuts and then left. Wade.
0800 REVERSE.
Was that an advert with Holly Valance?
Yes, it was.
Well remembered. Tom.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition with Bus Driver. Move that bus!
Hello! Another good one from you. We used to watch those together.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I used to. Who was the guy that used to
present
it?
So emo.
It was such a good show. I mean, they made their houses... They just knocked them down and started again. And the houses were incredible.
That's
do you remember?
What I mean. They did. It was like DIY SOS. They did a proper job on it. You know, sometimes you can get these home makeover shows where it's like, I don't want to single out 60 Minute Makeover here. But it's for me, to change a whole house in 60 minutes, you're not doing a proper job, are you? It's
gonna
fall apart.
Andy.
Sigh, awesome Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam. Hey!
Yeah, a mother, father, gentle.
That was a follow-up, which I did support, but didn't do as well. Okay, let's do a quick fire round because I feel the buzzer's going to go off any second. Feet up Friday. Ho!
Face party.
Ho! Wade.
That's Enterprise. Boop, boop.
Next.
Liberty X. Ho!
Thank you, Tom.
Formerly Liberty.
Andy.
Tom from MySpace. Hello.
What's on your face?
Tom from MySpace.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, and there goes the buzzer. We're out of time. However, there were some amazing Who's in there today. It's good when we don't do it for a while and then bring it back because people are fresh and on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Only the young.
Scott Mills.
We're playing a lot of Radio 1's greatest hits in the run-up to Radio 1's 50th anniversary. Radio 1, the home of new music since 1967 and still the greatest radio station in the world. Craig David, fill me in. Sounded awesome, that. So good.
I love it.
It's really good playing these old songs. And it's kind of weird to think that all these tunes were announced and played as new music at one point on Radio 1.
I know, and we've been saying this a fair bit on this show. That
so much
some
history.
Point, yeah, at some point there was a DJ introducing this song to people, and now it's just like part of our lives and part of our childhoods.
And they've become classics.
And they've become, classics. But at some point, someone, you know, people were hearing this for the first time, it's been played for the first time. Someone probably had to try and support it big style just to get it on Radio 1.
Yep, totally.
It's interesting.
It's going to be good, the 50th anniversary. Okay, time for this. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Fern Cotton singing on Fame Academy. Watching
bridges. What am I?
Your driftwood floating up.
More angry.
Breaking into pieces.
That pain.
Pieces.
Good.
Here's me using the same method to teach Chris. Tell me how fast you want it.
Let's take our time tonight, girl.
Who's watching?
Above us, all the stars are watching.
Do you like being here?
There's no place I'd rather be in this world.
Look at my eyes.
Your eyes are where I'm lost in.
Good. From last week, the script named all of their exes.
Angie, Grania, Angie, Grania, Natasha, Sharon, Angie, Ulick.
Said Angie twice.
I said Angie twice.
Two Angies.
Ulick?
Yeah, Ulick, yeah.
You lick me face?
Yeah. No.
I was like, you're all glad I chose face, I know.
Jared Leto watching one of our favourite YouTube videos. The Irish family trying to get the bat out of the kitchen.
Catch him, Daddy! For the love of God, catch him, Daddy!
Get the dog after peeing! You're tiring him out. God. He's like McGregor, he's got no legs left.
He's Go like on,
catch him now, Daddy.
Okay, I want that to be your new favourite video on tour.
This is the end of the world.
Catch him, Daddy!
Jesse J over singing for a change. Buddy G.
So just go up to them and say, hey, you're right, hey, up, Doki. You're right, mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips down pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk.
Grim Billy.
Yes, Queen.
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Come on then, halfway through the week, where are you bumbleoing this week? Let me know. Just a chance for you to relax here and enjoy the hump day.
Yeah, it's downhill to the weekend from here, people.
Okay.
Like Stephen in Newbury right now, bumbleoing like a fat child in a pushchair after a cracking gap there, Mills.
Thank you. Bumbleoing in my car after shopping with my sister Gemma and Aisha. Hi, guys. Hellish gap boy, says Will, bumbleoing in his tractor, trimming bush in Bradwell, yes. And James in Leicester, persevering through work. There's Sam. Look, there is Sam smashing bushes with a hedge cutter in Martham. Having a mad one to this on Wednesday. Luke in Aylesbury. Ryan and Jace bumbling in the van back to the office. See, it's because the Spanish sound is so big again now in 2017, this song has become
it's
modern.
It's like back in, isn't it?
So that sounds really up to date all of a sudden.
Could do with heavier bass though, Mills.
Yeah. Hi, Will in Stafford. Bambolea, bambolea. Josh from Norfolk in a quarry. Bambolea. Gap on point today, lad, says Jack in Oxford. Also, we've got...
Clap a bit.
Yes. Alicia in Bishop Stortford. Hi.
Bambolea.
A lot of airline people in Bishop Stortford, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Heavily populated with airline people there. Interesting nights out.
Interesting nights out. Me and Delta in the wagon. Doesn't say who me is.
Jack in work, having a cheeky dance.
Someone called Humphrey. I don't believe anyone called Humphrey listens to Radio 1.
Ryan in Leicester.
Richard in Sleaford. John in Devon. And Ryan in
Steph.
Brighton.
Oh. And Ryan.
I see. Yes.
Scott Mills.
Jay Huss and our Skype remix of Spirit.
By Skype remix, you've added the Skype tune in, because yes. It sounds a bit like Skype. Yeah.
So when Fern Cotton was on Celebrity Fame Academy, years ago, her teacher was trying to get the most emotion out of her that she could by asking her questions relating to the lyrics, as we've been playing this week. Yesterday, I tried that with Hannah from London Grammar. Already quite a good singer. What's the matter with us?
I can see you're giving up.
What does it mean to you?
It should not mean this much to me.
Okay, good. What does everyone else do?
And I don't know where the rest goes.
What does everybody tell you? Tell me.
Everybody's been telling me no.
Good. Do you still want me?
But I'll always have a thing for you.
How far will you go?
And move the earth.
Good.
But nothing made you want me better.
Tell me what you can do.
There is nothing I can do.
Maybe commit a crime.
But steal the moon.
Don't do that.
But nothing made you want me better.
Good. That's London Grammar, A Woman, Oh Man, on BBC Radio 1. Excellent, in the live lounge yesterday. Bit of a gutsy move, that, trying to teach Hannah from London Grammar how to be a better singer. But I think I managed it.
No, it's almost saying you are an incredible singer. Is there anything I can offer to get slightly more out of you?
I found the patronising good, which singing teachers do, a little bit weird to do with her, because she is, like, such a good singer.
It's funny, though. We should do this with more artists.
I would like to. Right, where are we at in bangers? Is it one all?
It is one all.
Okay. I've got something up my sleeve that I hope will get picked today, but then Chris thinks the same.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
All right, let's get these bangers on. Every day, me and Chris pick a song which we believe to be the one that should be played next on Radio 1. You just got to pick it. Hello, Chris.
Hello, mate.
Right, you're in Cornwall. Whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm in Weybridge.
I truly believe that Cornwall is one of the best parts of the UK.
It's beautiful.
It is, yeah, it certainly is.
So what do you do?
I'm a chef.
Oh, chef, yes.
Nice.
Now, do you do the cooking when you get home, or can you not be bothered because you're doing it all day?
Yeah, a bit like that, doing it all day, so I can't be bothered. But I do work from home with a mobile deli, so I most of my cooking is done at home.
So you've got a mobile deli at your home?
Yeah, we do it. Got a little extension on the back of the house, and we do the deli from there, and then we go round our local town
right,
in the van.
We need to visit. Amazing. This is so cool. And have you got a name for your own deli?
Yeah, it's Deli Delivered.
Right.
Deli Delivered.
But it's actually at your house and people come by like it's a shop?
No, we just do the work here, like make prep all the food and make all the salads and sandwiches, and then we load them up into the back of a van and we go round to people's workplace and bring them direct to work.
Without making it sound like just a huge advert, what is your best seller at the moment?
Oh, probably the salads when we have the nice weather, but otherwise it's more the ciabattas and baguettes and things like that.
I can listen to a Cornish accent all day, you know.
It's so cool. Did you just set that up yourself then? Like, what was the thinking?
Yeah, working for other people all the time. It gets very busy in the season down here and decided to sort of have a go at doing something for myself.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Where did I find this from?
I've forgotten about this.
It's Cardinal Official.
Yes, it is.
And Akon.
Amazing.
Dangerous. That's my one.
Didn't you go for an Akon last week? Have you suddenly thought, oh, hang on a minute, there's a lot of Akon music out there?
I've been through his back catalogue and I'm rinsing it.
All right, I've gone for a different type of old school today. I used to love this when I was at uni. Just reminds me of that time. This is Cahill, Tripping On You.
Another one I've forgotten about. Good work, Chris.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, what are you going to go for?
They are both bangers, but I'm definitely going to have to go with Scott.
That's yeah, I agree. Okay.
I agree. Really?
Mm,
I think I would have chosen yours.
Really? Cardinal Official, though?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, to Cardinal Official.
I spent most of that song trying to work out the correct spelling of Cardinal Official's name.
Yeah, because he was a bit different. So it was O-F-F-I-S-H-A-L. Mm. Official.
And Cardinal with a K.
Of course.
Just to see what he's up to. It's but I'm crazy. Not going to get there in time.
Hannah in the car says, reminds me of Southampton Oceania.
Yes.
You said the same.
That's so weird you say that, because I used to be like the resident DJ there, and I associate this song with always, because I'd DJ from like 9 at night till 3 in the morning, and I'd play this about probably like 11 o'clock, and no one was probably a damning indictment on me, but no one was dancing by then.
You know, mate, it's too slow. You know, sometimes at DJ gigs, I'm like, play it faster.
Mm.
That's why I do it, because... How do you dance to that?
No, but you're used to going into a club where it's busy and it's ready. It's been warmed up for you. You have people to warm it up for you. Well, some of us had to go and do the warming up for people like yourselves. And then I play Cardinal Official, and then you come on and ironically play Cahill, Tripping On You.
Yeah, you need to speed that up, mate. Anyway, that was Dangerous with the legendary line Sex in the City. And that wins today's bangers. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Where?
Begins. Hello, Radio 1, is that Emily?
Hiya.
Hey, why are you calling me today?
Well, I can't hear that script song anymore without hearing your call and response to try and draw out the emotion.
I know, yeah. So I've kind of done this new approach as singing teacher, as demonstrated by a lady called Cary Grant when she was teaching Fern Cotton how to sing years ago on Celebrity Fame Academy. And it has made a lot of people hear the song in a very different way, and the same for you, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't know.
What are you doing at the moment, Emily?
I'm finishing off my master's dissertation.
Whoa, that's full on. In what subject?
It's arts and cultural management, except it's less... My dissertation is less serious than it sounds, because I'm doing it about fanzines, like, you know, little magazines people make themselves.
Oh,
but
nice.
I'm making a fanzine about fanzines.
I'm going to remind you.
Lots of cutting and sticking.
Right, good. Don't do it down. I'm going to remind you of my singing lesson from earlier in the week. When did you wake up?
Woke up this morning, can shake the thunder from last night.
Good. What did you do with the summer?
You left with no warning and took the summer from my life.
Okay, what did you give me?
I gave you my everything, now my world, it don't seem right.
Good, let me feel it.
Can we just go back to penis again?
Don't say penis.
I said being us. Okay.
Did you enjoy my way of teaching, Emily?
I did. I thought it was pretty effective.
I'm going to do it. I think we'll do it with some more stars in future weeks and months. So keep listening.
Will do.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris in Liverpool. Can I have some clarification on what you mean by this that you've just sent in? Sometimes I'm surprised Scott and Chris still have a job. For what reason? What are you saying?
Oh, no, it's never good when you say this kind of thing, because it could invite others to clarify. I've just seen this as well. Yeah, you tweeted Radio 1. It's very kind of you to do so, but maybe he's saying because of the whole, I can't repeat the word, but the lesson that we just had.
Right.
It might be that.
Or just that we're rubbish.
But there is. Listen.
I just want some clarification.
Some people will say that.
Scott Mills.
So I went to the gym earlier. You know, have you noticed I'm trying to do that a bit more at the moment?
Mm.
But I could just be bringing in this gym bag here and not going at all.
Okay, what, just to give the impression that you're going to the gym?
No, but I actually am. So I'm trying to do it a bit more. And so this morning before I left home, I was in a bit of a rush, as always. So I packed a shirt and some jeans in my bag. I just kind of grabbed them out of the cupboard so that, you know, I can wear them when I get here. And then I went to the gym. So after I have a shower, by the way, does anyone else get really grossed out by gym showers? Like, what's happened in there? Do you know, I'm like, people have weed in there, you know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. Anyway, so I have my shower, go to put my jeans on. Now, these jeans, they're either not mine or they were mine when I was a lot smaller than I am now. I mean, a lot smaller.
Maybe a child, like you being a child, yeah, child Mills.
They were really small. And so, literally, I'm trying to get them on. But, I mean, these are they must be like a 28 waist. Whose are they? Because they're not mine.
So you've packed the trousers. Well, that's what I'm saying. You haven't kept trousers from your youth, have you?
No.
Your youth.
No. No. So whose are they? Like, who's been in my house with a 28 waist, please?
Yeah, well, that's the question we should be asking you.
They're just black jeans, but they look like they would fit. Mate, I'm trying to get them on so much. Like, it's taken me so long. And I'm sweating out, as you can imagine. And then, like, they're literally so tight that I fall over in the gym trying to put them on because I lose my balance, because that's how hard it is.
Here's a good idea. Why don't you keep them as your motivation jeans? So you keep working out until you can fit in the jeans.
Never going to happen.
Why?
Because they're tiny.
Because they're ludicrously tiny.
They're tiny. So
I wonder who's they would belong to. I'm just thinking back to, say, your Halloween party where there was a lot of people around. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so then I'm like, right, well, I'm going to have to wear my gym shorts to work. And then that looked awful. So I'm like, so I had to rush down to the shop that rhymes with Wattman and buy an emergency pair. I was so stressed out. Mm.
And we don't really have a kind of proper lost property system here, do we?
No.
Like PE trousers and things.
We should have
dress sort of thing, but
yeah,
not.
But it needs to be like a Tupperware container, like off of school, with some trousers that you could wear.
Exactly, near the management here at Radio 1.
Yeah. Like, but then, obviously, because I've got them on halfway up my legs, then taking them off again is like basically nearly had to call the fire brigade because I couldn't get them off. Horrendous.
That's an exaggeration. You'd never call the fire brigade for not being able to get your trousers off. That's
I thought
mad.
About it.
That's mad. No, you didn't. That's a stupid thing to say.
Well, yes, I wouldn't have done that. But
exaggerating. But I get what
you're
saying.
I would have called for help. Basically, I nearly needed someone to cut me out of them.
And I think the big question here is, whose trousers are they?
I know. But here's the thing. I reckon that, like, you know, with my mates, like, I'm sure I've probably got, from years of you coming to my house, I bet that I've owned some of your, but I've got some of your pants.
You've acquired them. Yeah. You haven't purposely gone out to rob them.
No.
But what you've done is sort of, I've left them there. And,
yeah, and I reckon you've got various items of clothing at my house,
yeah,
at your
definitely,
house.
Yeah, definitely. I know I do.
What have you got?
No, I'm not going to say.
Well.
I'm not going to say. What was
anything good?
No. Don't
liar.
Worry. No, don't worry.
Scott Mills.
Who are? See, Josh on the Isle of Man says, I legit got stuck in a pair of skinny jeans once. One of the most terrifying moments of my life. I know, I was about to scream, help! Someone cut me out! Oh, it's Niall's birthday today. Happy birthday, Niall. I wonder how he celebrates it.
And many more.
I imagine naked in a bath of cash.
Scott Mills.
Jennifer Lawrence is on Greg's show. We're going to chat about that in a minute with him. Still impressed with my latest famous Instagram follow, not going to lie. Last week, Zayn was on the show, Zayn Malik, and I may have crowbarred in my Instagram name.
It's a great idea.
And
why not? Because it will get, do you know what? It will drive up the followers.
Well, you say that, it hasn't really.
Has it not?
Not as much as I expected. I expected them to flood in. I'm on like 218 at the moment, which is pathetic.
We have previously said that, I mean, that is a huge amount of Instagram followers, but I know you think you deserve more.
No, I just know that there are people like Megan McKenna out there getting more than me.
Yeah.
Greg, hi.
Hello.
All right.
Hello, Greg.
Hi.
Anyway,
go on,
so
then. What's so it's.
Right, so I didn't really beg it, but he was like, oh, you're saying you want me to follow you on Instagram? And I was like, oh, is this a pop star promise? It's never going to happen. Please look at who Zayn Malik follows now, please. 36 people, is it?
Is it? Only 36?
36 people. How many followers has he got?
Nearly 24 million.
Right, okay. And he follows?
36.
Okay, and they include?
Sia.
Yeah.
Oh, big name.
Bella Hadid. Big names here.
Huge name.
Bella Hadid.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Champagne Pappy, that's Drake.
Who's that?
Who's that one?
I don't know who that is.
And there's a couple of Zayn fan accounts there.
Yeah.
Just to boost the ego.
Gigi Hadid?
Yeah.
Gigi
Hadid. Gigi Hadid. Well,
the problem is with his Instagram. There's a lot of... it looks like he's following a lot of people just named Zayn Malik.
Right, that's his fan accounts. But look at the famous ones. And then look who's right at the top there.
There's Zayn New, Zayn 1D, Zayn Malik,
yep.
Zayn...
And then...
Scott Mills.
Yes!
Great.
Not a pop star promise.
That's amazing that he's... How many accounts does he follow? He follows 36. Yeah. And 15 of them are his fan accounts.
Yeah.
That's
and then it's
mad.
All the Hadids, Sia, Drake, and me.
Yeah. Oh, and if you're going to do... I know this will really... you'll love this, Scott, as a stat then. If you think he follows that many million people, you're literally one in a million, aren't you? In fact, you're more than that.
Yeah.
One in 1.7 million.
That's I don't understand what you mean.
That's a really great achievement.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this isn't nice. Shah's been on saying Zayn will unfollow you in a couple of days. You heard it here first. That's true, actually. Once he checks out my story and it's just me on a train to Leeds or something, he'll be like, oh, actually, Drake's more interested.
No, I think you'll help to keep him real.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, on your show today, Jennifer Lawrence.
So excited to talk about her and get this rage on the show. So at about 10 to 5, you'll hear an interview with her and we'll chat about her brand new film, Mother, which is terrifying. So we'll talk about that. And then 10 past 5, you'll hear Rage Against the Answer Machine with her.
That's massive.
And she's... I mean, you've had her on before, haven't you?
She's the coolest guest.
You did Playground Insults and she was awesome with that. And she just goes for it, doesn't she?
Yeah, so we did a thing called Playground Insults where she was sat opposite...
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, that's his name. And they just throw insults at each other and she just went for it.
Before our sex scene, I took 2 Pepto-Bismol.
She's great.
You are so old that your publicist... as a registered nurse.
But the great thing about her, we did the interview earlier this week, and she, it was last week, wasn't it? Yeah. I was late. And she'd just come off a flight, so was knackered.
Yeah.
But it was great because that meant that she had loads of rages and was just a little bit grumpy about them.
I like it when sometimes it can work in your favour, sometimes not, but when pop stars or film stars have just got off the plane, it can sometimes be better because they're more honest. So what do you talk about on The Rage?
Well, we played a load that was sent in. So we sort of showed a lot of the Radio 1 listeners to Jennifer Lawrence. So that's kind of cool that she was looking at them and listening to their rages and then reacted off those. But also we talked about, being in the toilet and then someone knocking on the door.
What about people who knock on the toilet door of like a public toilet?
Yeah, it's locked, so I'm in here.
Do you ever say, it's locked, I'm in here?
Or no, I probably just say...
You know, just be silent. If I'm just silent, they'll go away. Like on
or
a plane.
Or just make fake fart noises.
And also,
God, I love her.
We talked about the explosion of people talking endlessly about exercising as well. That was pretty good.
Where do you stand on people posting how long their run has been and things like that?
If that's like your life that you want to live, where exercise makes you happy, I mean, can we just put them all on an island where we don't have to hear about it?
Okay,
this is great.
She doesn't hold back.
That was the moment I thought this is going to be fun. She's really in a funny, grumpy mood.
So you can hear Rage Against the Answer Machine with Jennifer Lawrence, one of the biggest film stars in the world, with Greg. Listen from 5 p.m. Talking about the toilets thing, our producer today has been buzzing all day because he was in the Radio 1 toilets earlier, next to half of the Killers.
That's and good. That's congratulations on that as well.
Yeah.
He also washed his hands for an extra long time because he didn't want to queue behind the Killers while they tried to work out why the hand dryer was broken. There's Radio 1 toilets, everyone thinks, because it is the greatest radio station in the world, I bet their toilets are plush. No real. Not in any way.
No real, but some of the people that you see in there. I had a wee next to Harry Potter once.
Did you?
There was a famous day about 2 months ago where Liam Gallagher and Tom Cruise used the same toilet in the space of about 5 minutes.
That's great.
That's a good one, isn't it?
It is good.
That is unique.
You do get to wee next to famous people here. It's really good.
That seat has seen some action.
I know. Mm. Do you remember that time when I used, because in the old building, that the male toilet was so unpredictable. If you were on air, like 9 out of 10 times, you would get locked in. I had to climb out of the window once. And
we have all had to go through the window. I once had to rescue a guy who works here called Matt Fincham. I had to rescue him from the toilet.
Yes.
He got stuck in there.
Well, I had to climb out the tiny window, and people played songs. Just played songs for 40 minutes while I was on air. So then I started using the ladies. So I'm not being. I don't want to be too gross about it, but I went to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? In the ladies, come out, and there's Katy Perry, and I'm like, oh. And you can't say I'd leave it in there for a few minutes, but you can't say that to Katy Perry. So you just had to deal with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Greg, any toilet stories you want to share?
Had a wee next to Sir Ian McKellen once.
Oh, Sir Ian.
Oh, yeah. Listen to you, you story topper.
And you just, and I thought about, you know, his
what
famous.
What did he say?
That you shall not pass.
Oh, you didn't?
No, but I thought about changing one of those letters in the final word much too late, and he'd gone. It would have been the greatest ever.
Jennifer Lawrence, 5 p.m. today on Radio 1 with Greg.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and we will have Stormzy with us. Scott.